All right, now we get to the best part of the meeting. Item number 18, public comment. Mr. Griffin.
Sean Griffin, Community Chest. Two things I forgot to say earlier during our time to speak and staff comments. We're having our big fundraiser Friday, April 10th. At Piper's, Susie Bagas, crossover country artist, is coming. I'd love to see everybody come. It's our big event to raise some funds for Community Chest. And secondly, we've been meeting with Sherry and several others, librarian Chris Klug, to help us get the library back to the status with the state librarian's office so that we'll be able to apply for grants in the coming year. We have to go back through a progressive process, and by July 1, we hope to submit a five-year plan for the library for that purpose. So, fingers crossed, we'll be able to apply for funding from the state for collection development next year at this time.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep.
Who else do we have? Gunther?
Nothing
today? Mr. Phillips?
Thanks again, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips, Virginia City resident. Item number 18, public comment. Just a thought, in Story County, having a planning commission is optional. And my second thought, when it comes to, if it ever comes down to the county actually selling property that they own or working on leasing out county-owned properties, statute requires the commissioners to come up with an ordinance to establish a list of qualified appraisers in Story County. I understand that buying a property for a parking project doesn't require that, but it would be something for you to talk to the legal team about. You know, it's an ordinance that's not on the books now. And I'm still working with the Fair and Rec Board to hire or retain an attorney. I mean, I don't know what's taking so long. Commissioner Gilman, Chairman Jolkover have just been ignoring me. There's nothing in statute that I've found that where anybody could assume that our district attorney would be required or even allowed to be the attorney of the Fair and Rec Board. So Story County Code relative to the district attorney's office is very obsolete. Maybe we could start the discussion on updating code for the district attorney's office. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Are we done? Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all for coming.